around here if it's not going to rain.
The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer, wrapped up on Friday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has an update from the final stop of the tour.
Sabin, Minnesota, talking with Prairie's Edge Ag Services, Tanner Thompson. Let's talk crop conditions here. What are things like in the field down in this area?
Corn, we're in grain fill. We're doing good. I mean, we had some challenges with moisture this year. As far as soybeans, we're going to be into pod fill now. We could use some more moisture to fill the top pods, but they hung on really well. We got a little bit of early moisture that helped root stuff down. The combine's going to tell all now. It's very spotty. We had very spotty moisture.
And how was emergence this year? I know some people were saying it was a little bit spotty, but things were able to kind of catch up or pop up when the rains did show up.
Yeah, we were very spotty. We had some beans moving right along, and then about 3 weeks to a month later, we got some rain and actually a whole new flush. It's a real testament to what dry dirt can hold on to. And seed treatments as well. It all helps with that.
An outlook here, harvest still ways out for soybeans and whatnot, but are things starting to turn in this area?
Yes, some early maturity soybeans are starting to turn now. Our longer stuff is still green, still filling the top pods. We're doing good there. But I would imagine towards the end of September, we'll be doing some combining in probably both corn and soybeans.
Let's talk a little bit about the growing season here. Down in this area, did you see some insect issues? What were those, and what did you have to deal with?
So we actually, this year, we kind of ran into, not necessarily first, but we saw some corn rootworm issues and some feeding kind of in our southeastern territory. So that'll kind of be a watch out going forwards. It's new to us. Pioneer offers a solution to that with Chrome corn that we'll be getting that out. That'll be very good. And then as far as soybeans go, you kind of name it on insects. We had clover worms, we had spider mites, and this year, a first for myself, was we found bean leaf beetles. And seen them in the past, seen pictures of them, but never seen actual feeding. It's really heartbreaking when you see a pod laying on the ground that they've clipped. We ended up doing some spraying for that, and yeah, insects are always a challenge. You never know what you're going to get.
Tanner Thompson joining us here for the final stop of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer.